Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and Happy New Year again. Praise the Lord. How you all doing? Amen. Well, let's get into the message and see what the Lord will have for us. Amen. I invite you to sit back, relax, but pay attention. Because the prophet said, I will stand upon my watch and hear what the Lord will say. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to lift up your heads, sir. Lift up your hands and let's just bless the Lord. Lord, we bless you this morning. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. Somebody say amen. Amen. We love you this morning. Does somebody love Jesus in the house? Amen. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And you've done so much for us. Your love for us is so amazing. And Lord, we want to thank you for this new year. Thank you for bringing us into the year. Hallelujah. And we know you are going ahead of us. And as long as we're following your footsteps, everything's going to be all right. Amen. Lord, glorify yourself in the message. And let the hearts of the people be inspired with your word this morning. We give you, Lord, all the praise and all the glory. As always, the Bible says the entrance of your word brings light. So let it be this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's clap like somebody who's excited for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for this first year of this first service of the year. And you know, every year, you know, at least for the last few years, you know, I try to say, Lord, okay, so what are you going to say to the people? Amen. And we already had a wonderful, wonderful service on New Year's Eve. You know, and I'm going to bring this word to the Lord. I sought the Lord for many days. And I am going to bring this. I want you to pay real close attention. Because you're going to find out, you know, what God is going to do for us this year. Amen. Besides all the wonderful things we've already heard, you know. So 2020. Amen. 2020 will be the year of differentiation and double increase. Amen. Now, so I'm going to be talking about differentiation and double increase. And say, okay, what do you mean by 2020 will be the year of differentiation and double increase? Well, first of all, let me say that it's going to be another 100 years before we see another year that has the kind of double digits like we have this year. Amen. You're going to have to wait till 2021 or something like that, you know. But 2020, this is the year. Hallelujah. It's a prophetic year. Now, I'm going to start off right away. I want to take you slow. I don't be in a rush. The service is running late already. Don't worry about it. Amen. But I got to bring this message. Praise the Lord. Now, differentiation. I am going to go through some scriptures to explain to you what the Lord is saying here. Now, the first thing I want to let you know is that starting this year, and it's already happening, but starting this year, things are only going to get worse for the world. Okay. For the world, that is. Amen. It's not going to get any better, you know, because the Lord has released the spirit of vexation upon the world because they are forsaking his ways. Now, that's for the world, you know, but this year, he's going to put a difference. Amen. So let's find out. I'm going to start here in the book of Isaiah chapter 60. And I'm going to start here I'm going to just read the first couple of verses, and if they help me to put it up quickly, then I won't have to flip. Isaiah 60, I'm going to read the first two verses. Let me see if they can do. Arise and shine, amen. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Well, but that's not the way it's going to be for the world. Verse 2 will tell you the differentiation. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness shall cover the people. But there's a big but. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Amen. Now, the world is going to go into more darkness. You can't help it. It's already prophesied. You can't pray that away. It's not going to happen. To pray it and say it's not going to. You're going to see more troubles all over the world. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be pestilences in diverse places. There's going to be men's hearts will be failing them for fear. There's going to be all kinds of things. Because the Bible already said it. But God will put a difference. Hallelujah. And there's going to be a difference that God's going to begin to put. You know, one time, you know, the Lord, they said, well, you know, how come, didn't you plant good seed and so forth like that? How come there's tares among it? Lord said, let them both go together. But at some point, I begin to put a difference. And I begin to put a separation. Hallelujah. So that differentiation and that separation is coming. Psalm 91. You can read the whole psalm, but I don't want to read all of it. I'm going to just read verses 7 and 8. I'm going to talk about that differentiation. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. There's always a but. But it shall not come near thee. Amen. And that's part of the differentiation that God's going to put right there. Only with thine eyes. You can see it on World News. You can see it on CNN. You can hear about it. Only with your eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Amen. But it shall not come near you. But I tell you, the reward of the wicked is going to be very severe starting even this year. Now, that wicked doesn't mean just the wicked that don't believe the Lord. It means also wickedness in the house of the Lord. That's right. Because he said, let judgment begin at my house. You know, now God's going to do some things. Praise the Lord. You know, so, you know, in order for some things to happen, then some things also have to happen. You know, so, you know, we've had like some, you know, like these leeches that suck the blood. And all that stuff, you know, God needs to begin to bring a differentiation. Praise the Lord. And a separation. I'm going to talk about all the areas in which God's going to do that. So just stay with me in this message. Now, some of the things, even when everything else is going wrong in the world, there's going to be a separation for you. The Bible says in the book of Job, chapter 22 and verse 29, it says, look, when everybody says that things are going bad, when men are cast down, for you, you will say there is a lifting up. Amen. You know, people are going to be cast down. You know, the spirit of depression. And all kinds of lewd spirits are being released from, you know, some pits, you know. And it's going to be a tremendous trouble. But one thing we know that in the midst of unparalleled crisis and troubles everywhere, God is also going to send revivals of unprecedented portions. Amen. Because God already said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, he also will raise up a standard in the name of Jesus Christ. So when people are saying things are cast down and so forth, you're going to be saying, you know, There's a lifting up. Amen. Now, you can read that two ways, but I'm saying it this way, that when others are cast down, for you, you're going to say, my goodness, God is lifting me up. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You will not be cast down, but you are going to be lifted up. Now, let me read, some people like stories. Well, I don't like to preach stories unless it's a story from the Word of God. But when it's from the Word of God, then it's a good story. Amen. So I am going to tell you clips of some stories today from the Word of God that will help you to see this differentiation. The two parts of this message. First, I'm dealing with the differentiation. Then I'm going to deal with the double increase. Amen. Now, so don't go away. You pay attention. Now, so in that story that most people know, just about anybody that's ever been in any church, know the story of how the children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt. Amen. And when God said, it is time. Praise the Lord. So there are times when God says, it is time. And when God says, it is time, then it is time. Praise the Lord. I have seen their affliction, and I have heard their cry. And now I am come down to deliver them. Amen. But let's see, and you know the story, and there were so many things that God did in the land of Egypt. He hardened the heart of Pharaoh over and over and over and over and over again. Even God told Moses that. He said, look, go and tell him to let my people go. But he's not going to let you go. But by a high hand. Amen. Because I want to show something. Praise the Lord. At every time, God hardened his heart even some more. But I want to bring out a few scriptures out of all those terrible signs that God showed in the land of Egypt. I want to go through some of these scriptures. And we're going to start in Exodus chapter 8. Let me read verses 20 to 24. Exodus chapter 8. So this is I'm going to show you all the things that God said about how he's going to do this. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early and stand before Pharaoh. When he cometh to the water, and say unto me, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Amen. But the Lord already knew he wasn't going to do that. Verse 21. Else, if thou wilt not let my people go, then I will send swarms of flies upon thee and upon thy servants and upon thy people and thy houses and so on and so forth. And all the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms, and also thy ground also where they are. Verse 22. But I will sever. I will make a differentiation. In that day, in the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that none of those swarms shall be there. To the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And listen to verse 24. The Lord did all that and so on and so forth. And he put it up on the houses of Pharaoh, his servants, the land of Egypt, but he made a separation. And he didn't put it upon the children of Israel. Amen. Exodus chapter 9. I'm going to read from verses 3 to about 7. And it was another thing that the Lord told him. He said, let my people go. But if you refuse, say, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thy cattle, which is in thy field. Now, this is their, economy, livelihood, right? So this is their livelihood. The economy and so forth, everything that they had, the cattle that is in the field, the horses, the asses, the camels, the oxen, the sheep, and so on. So this is their livelihood. Now, the Lord said, look, I am going to bring some judgment here. There's going to be a very grievous murrain. That's going to be a terrible striking from the Lord. And the Lord shall, look at that word again, shall sever. That means part asunder. Put a differentiation. Amen. The Lord will put a differentiation between the cattle of the children of Israel and the cattle of the children of Egypt. And there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. Amen. And the Lord did this thing. You know, the Bible says the Lord appointed a set time. And on the morrow, the Lord did the thing. And he did, you know. And in verse 6, the Lord did the thing that he said. And all the cattle of Egypt died. The cattle of the children of Israel died not a one. Amen. And Pharaoh wanted to check it out. So Pharaoh, he sent to check it out. You know, and behold, there was not one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. Hallelujah. You see, can God actually do that? I mean, can God make the, you know, something to happen to this and not to happen to that? Do you know that God can even make it rain everywhere and one little fleece will be dry? And he can make it dry everywhere and, you know, dry everywhere and only the little fleece will be wet. He can do all these things. You know, he can make hailstone. He can make all these things come upon. And he can make a separation. Amen. Now, and I'm talking about that separation. Let's look at this also. The same chapter, verses 22 to 26. Now, here's another one. The Lord also said, stretch forth thy hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in the land, upon man, upon beast, and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his hand, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran along the ground, and rain, and so forth like that. And there was hail and fire mingled with hail, very grievous, such that none like it, the land of Egypt, since it became a nation. And verse 25, and the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt. Amen? All that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field and break every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. Amen? Hallelujah, somebody. Well, you're going to see more of that coming, beginning this year. Because judgment will get more severe upon the world, but God's going to make a separation. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 10. Let me read verses 21 to 23. Exodus 10 and 21. This is the plague of the darkness. We already read it in Isaiah. Darkness on one side, light on the other side. And the Lord said, stretch out thy hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and a thick darkness covered the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose anyone from his place for 3 days. But, that's that word again. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Hallelujah. Can God actually make it so that, you know, there will be gross darkness in the world, but the glory of God will be risen upon you? Can he do it? Praise the Lord. Well, we've already seen that he's done this before, and it's going to happen even more and more beginning this year. Amen. Now, chapter 11. Verses 4 through 7. I want to just read through a few of these just to show you multiple times when God made a separation. Now, this one, you know, things are going to begin to get really serious here now. The Lord said about midnight, amen. Now, this is the one. You know, after he did everything and Pharaoh kept, you know, wouldn't let them go, and God kept hardening his heart, one more thing that the Lord was going to do. You know, I say, after this one, by all means, he will let you go. So this time around, the angel of destruction. See, he's going to go through that place. And he's going to strike every household and everything, all their firstborn, whether it's man or beast, whether it's bond or free, everybody, including Pharaoh's first son that sat upon his throne. Hallelujah. Now, thus said the Lord, verse 4, about midnight will I go out in the midst of the land of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, to the firstborn of the maidservant that is in the mill, and now even the firstborn of all the beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be more after it. You know? But listen to this. Verse 7. But against any of the children of the people of Israel, not even a dog shall move his tongue. Amen. Hallelujah. Dog will not even bark against the children of Israel. Now, this kind of stuff is coming, folks. You know, God begins to put that separation. Why? You know, say God, he said, not against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, in order that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference. Hallelujah. And this year, that 2020, when he begins it, that the whole world may know that the Lord is putting a difference between the world and the elect. Amen. Now, you can give the Lord a hand clap for that, folks. Praise the Lord. Yeah. He's going to bring that difference. Now, listen to this. Exodus 15 and 26. We've covered finances. We've covered all these kind of things. We've covered massive destructions. We're even going to cover sicknesses and diseases. Hallelujah. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. Now, that's another separation. I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I put upon the Egyptians. So God can put them upon those wicked folks, but he won't put them upon you. Amen. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. Now, I like it when the Lord puts a signature on some of the things that he says. Sometimes he will say, for I am the Lord. You know, and sometimes he will, you know, when he says something, then he'll come back and say, for I am the Lord. That's right. So now he's assuring you that he can make this separation for you beginning this year. Hallelujah. You don't have to have any of those sicknesses upon your body, because I am the Lord. Now he put that signature right there. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. You can read the same thing in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15. Now, Deuteronomy is a book of expansion, you know. We can give more of the same, you know. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. If you believe that, you can say amen. You know, now sickness, now if you, you know, God forbid that sickness comes upon anybody, because no matter what you have, when you're really sick, you can't enjoy it. So this is a great blessing right here. Praise the Lord. I've known some billionaires, multi-billionaires, you know, in the tech industry and so forth. You know, when they were sick, their money couldn't help them. Right? You know, so this is a great blessing right here. The Lord will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases. Now, let's name those evil diseases, folks. Praise the Lord. You're going about your business and all of a sudden, boom, one day, sudden stroke. That's an evil disease. We reject it in Jesus' name. Diabetes, you know, high blood pressure, you know, all of these things, heart attack and so forth, congestive heart disease, all these things. And so that's an evil disease. You know, diseases of the blood, leukemia, all these things. These are evil diseases. All the evil diseases of Egypt, anything you know. In fact, there's a lot of things that I found out when I came to this country. If I knew more diseases when I came here, knew about them, not on my body, but knew about them than when I was back in Nigeria. I mean, there's all kinds of diseases, you know. And all these diseases which you have known, he said, I will not lay them upon thee. But Contrarywise, I don't even want to read this part. Contrarywise, I will lay them upon them that hate you. Amen. Now, you know, God help the devil. Well, you know, not the real devil. God can't help the real devil. Yeah, praise the Lord. The devil cannot be helped. No, sorry about that. You know, the Lord is good, but he can't help the devil. Amen. So, but you get the point. He will make a separation. Hallelujah. So in the finances, when the whole world is going upside down and so forth, when things are turning, you know, it doesn't really matter, who wins the election or who doesn't win. Your economy is not tied to man's economy. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, for the world, I pity the world because, I want a good leader so he can help the people and so forth. But for me, hallelujah. And for my house, the Lord is going to take care of us. Amen. Now, is the Lord going to take care of you? Is the Lord able to supply all your need according to his riches in glory? That's according to his riches, not according to your job, not according to the job you don't have. Praise the Lord. But according to his own riches. Praise the Lord. That's right. And one of these days, I've been waiting to preach it. And maybe I will soon. The hidden riches of secret places and the treasures of darkness. God knows how he can bring that into the hands of. Now, people are not ready for that stuff. Look, God gives you a little thing and you're not faithful in it, you're not ready for even more. End of story. In order for you to be able to do more, you've got to prove yourself faithful in the little that God has already given you. Amen. And that's the reason why people are not blessed really like they should be. But they're not really faithful in the little that God gave them to try them out. But if you can really be faithful, if you can be a faithful steward, God will bring into your hand the true riches. Amen. Now, not for your own consumption only, but for his eternal purpose, for the great things that he wants to do. Amen. So I've laid the foundation that God is going to put that separation. Amen. So I don't want you to ever be scared or afraid if you hear of rumors and wars and rumors of wars. These things must needs be. Amen. Now, we will pray that God will hold back some things so that we may have peace in our time. God, we are commanded to do that. But these things must happen. But when you see these things begin to come to pass, then do what? Lift up your heads. For your redemption doth what? Draw it closer than when you first believed. So you are going to hear of wars. We're already hearing it. Wars and rumors of wars. We're going to hear of all kinds of things. There are going to be earthquakes in diverse places. There's going to be pestilences. There's going to be diseases. Men's hearts going to be failing them for fear and so forth. But those are people of the world. Your heart should never fail. Amen. Because thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. Those people, they run helter-skelter. Because they don't have the Lord. And our job is to make sure that we introduce them to the Lord. Amen. So bring them out of their misery and get them translated into the kingdom of light so that they may enjoy what we have. That's our job. Praise the Lord. As long as they're out there, that's it. Let me tell you something. I don't have time to read the scripture. But in the book of Zechariah, the Lord will see it and say, hey, what's going on? And those angelic spirits, they go back and forth and so forth. They say, I've gone through the whole, I've gone throughout the whole earth and I've checked it out. And the earth is still. The glory of the Lord is everywhere. Amen? Well, the glory of the Lord was not really everywhere, per se, but that's what they saw. And that's what they will see concerning you. Amen. There may be all kinds of crises going on, but the angels of God that are coming to report things for the Lord on your behalf, all they will be saying, all is at rest. All is well for your people. Amen. Doesn't matter whether all is well for the world, but all will be well always for the people of God. Amen. And that's all those patrollers and those alerters, that's all they need to report, is that all is well for the people of God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, double increase. I told you it was two parts. Now, 2020, you know, the number two actually is the first number that can be divided. You know? So that's why God's making a division and a separation beginning this year. Amen. But also, that number also represents something that is doubled. Amen. So let me bring this to you this way. And you can receive it if you believe it. You know, the word of God is just like that. Amen. And not only do you believe it, you have to constantly affirm it. You know, Jesus, even himself, you know, he knew the word of God. And in order for him to keep on believing it in himself as a man, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about in his spirit as God, but in his soul as a man, you know, he had to constantly say, look, destroy this temple and I will raise it up in 3 days. He has to say it. He has to say it. He has to say it. Hallelujah. He believed the word. Of course, he knew the word. Of course, he was the word that was made flesh. But he constantly said it, and he constantly said it, and constantly affirmed it. And it was so. Now, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 7. Let's see how God will begin to take care of some business. Amen. Now, we want you to know the judgment of the Lord. Because the Bible says, look, the crane and all these people and all these other creatures, they know what's going on, except for the children of God. They don't know the judgment of the Lord. The judgment of the Lord is here to say that while the world is going into all that stuff that we read about, he's going to give you double increase. Amen. Not people, not too many people are excited. The Lord's going to give you double increase. For your shame. Have you been in shame? Have you had troubles and trials? A young man was here this morning during review, talked about all the trials and all the things since he came into this land for 8 years or whatever that he has gone through. Well, let me tell it to you this way. In this year, hallelujah, God is going to give you double. For all your trouble, he's going to give you double. And if you can believe it, you can say amen for it. Amen. And you will rejoice in your portion. In your portion, you will rejoice. And even in the land, wherever you are, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If you are here in America, the earth is the Lord's. If you are in Australia, the earth is the Lord's. If you are in Nigeria, the earth is the Lord's. And everlasting joy. He said, in your land, wherever you are, God is going to make you possess that double. Now, you know, a lot of these promises have been there forever, you know, but we're waking them up. Awake, O arm of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know you can speak to the word of God? Not only can you speak the word of God, you can speak to the word of God. You can say to the Lord, art thou not he that hath caught Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not he that parted the Red Sea? Now therefore, arise and show thyself strong on my behalf. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the Lord, he will flex his arm. If you know how to walk that praise, hallelujah.
If you know how to walk that praise, when you do that, the Lord will flex his arms. You see, his right hand and his holy arm has gotten him that victory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord, he loves to be praised. And when you praise him with all your heart, the victory is yours. Amen. The Lord will give you the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto you. Now, we don't want yo-yo joy. I reject yo-yo in Jesus' name. Yo-yo is one day you are up, the next day you are down. Everlasting joy! Amen. Praise God. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 12. Now, this stronghold that he's talking about here is not a negative stronghold. This is the Lord's stronghold. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are secure. Amen. I will say of the Lord, he is my shield. He is my buckler. He is my fortress. He is my high tower. Now, this is that kind of stronghold. This is not the stronghold that the devil has on people. We already destroyed that last year. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn ye to the stronghold of the Lord that you have in him. Well, there's hope for everyone that has been in bondage. Everyone that has been a prisoner of your struggles, of whatever, this is the year of hope. Even today, I declare unto you that God will begin to render you double in the name of the Lord Jesus. Double increase. You know, I've been hearing about, there's a song that says, double promotion is coming your way. I've been hearing it. You know, I want to hear some testimonies. Amen. I don't want to just sing about it. I want to hear it. Praise the Lord. That's right. So double increase, you know, not only in physical things, but also spiritual things. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, there's a story, a well-known story, and I'm going to just read verse 9. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. You know, the Elijah, the prophet, the Tishbite. Someone just once said, a rustic figure from the wilderness. You know, he was about to be taken away. And Elisha, who was his minister, you know, asked him something. And this is for you, if you can believe it, this year as well. I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me, O Lord. Amen. Not only finances. It's not only God's going to increase you financially. Even in spiritual things. Hallelujah. Even in spiritual things, he's going to increase you. Now, Psalm 23 and verse 5 tells us, gives us a secret about how God does things. This is a famous Psalm. I can tell anybody to stand up and they can probably quote this psalm without even looking at the Bible. You know, just about everybody knows this psalm. But verse 5 here gives us a secret. Hallelujah. Of what God is going to be doing for you this year forward. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, there is a message on the website, I think, like a first day of the year message like this, 2010, about 10 years ago. I think you should listen to it. You know, God preparing a table. The message is called Table in the Presence of Your Enemies. And God will make your enemies serve you on that table. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I don't have time to go into that. I listen to it. But here's the part I want to say. Thou anointest my head with oil. This last part is the part I want to talk about. My cup runneth over. Now, runneth is a present continuous tense. It's not my cup ran over.
It's not my cup will run over. It's my cup is continuing to run over. That's how God does his stuff. Running over. Father, I sent that message on our website like that. Running over. That's how God does his stuff. Not just barely enough. God wants you not just to survive this year, but to thrive. Amen. You will not just barely survive this year, but you will thrive. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. Now, let me bring a scripture here which people love. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. And I'm going to bring a principle here. Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. Now, before we read that scripture, how many of you like a good measure? Say amen if you like good measure. How many of you like good measure pressed down? Say amen. Now, how many of you like good measure pressed down and shaking together? The women will understand this because when they go to market and bring those bowl of Gary or whatever it is, you press it down, you shake it a little, press it more, shake it a little, press it more. So you can get more inside of it. You don't just feel it and walk away. No. When you feel it, you press it down. After press it down, you shake it a little bit more so you can get some more space in there. Are you still with me? Then you put some more. You press it down again. You shake it together again. Hallelujah. And finally, let me ask you this. Especially you women who like to go to market. You know, do you like good measure? Press down? Shaking together? And then what? Running over! Hallelujah. Now, everybody loves that. Whole house is excited about that. But let me tell you the secret. That stuff doesn't work unless you read the last part of this verse, which nobody likes to pay attention to. This is the secret, folks. And I'm going to tell you in a few minutes here what you got to do in 2020. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured unto you again. Now, everybody wants press down, shaking together, running over, and so forth, but they don't want to give press down, shaking together, and running over. You know, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about everything that you do. Hallelujah. Everything that you do has to be like that. It's got to be pressed down, shaking together, running over, you know, and all that, you know, full measure. 2 Corinthians 9:6, which people usually talk about it when they talk about offerings and so forth. He said, look, but there's a secret there. He said, he that soweth sparingly, don't think about money. I'm not taking up an offering, you know, other than the usual offering. I'm talking about anything that you do. If you put in little effort, you students that are in school, if you put sparingly effort into your studies, you're going to get sparingly great results. That's right. There's no magic to that. And there's no miracle about that one. But if you put in a good measure, press down, shaking together and running over, when other people are running around, you're sitting at your studies, then you are not going to be getting those C minus, B minus, B plus, and even A minus. Amen? You'll be getting A and even A plus. Hallelujah. The same thing in the things of the ministry. In the things of the ministry this year, we're going to have to put in double measure, but God is going to give us double increase. Amen. Now, you say double increase? Well, absolutely. So let me read a story to you here, and we're going to begin to bring it down here and see how God's going to do this. Like I said, just relax. The service was already running long, so don't worry about it. You know. Now, there's a story here, a wonderful story in Luke chapter 5. There's a couple of verses that I want to read. Verses 4 through about 10. That's a wonderful story there. In this story, of course, Jesus borrowed Simon Peter's boat, preached to the people out of it and so forth. When he was done, here's what he said. When he had done speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Now, you're going to have to take that step this year. Amen? Now, I'm going to tell you another story in just a minute. Launch, don't, you cannot stay on the banks. You know, you can't stay on the banks, folks. And even in the things of the ministry, you can't stay in the banks and think that if Jesus didn't say, hold on now, I'm going to call the fish to come to you. You got to go where the fish are. Amen. And somebody say amen. You got to go, you got to launch out into the deep and let out your nets for a draught. Praise the Lord. Now, it's going to be an effort. There's always an effort. It's nothing easy. You know, the Lord doesn't like to just do things and make it look easy to us. Easy for him, but we got to be partners with him. Amen. You got to work. Hallelujah. Even the Lord, one day, he wanted to pay Peter's taxes. And he said, well, he could have just snapped his finger and given him the coin. But he did not. He made Peter do some work. Hallelujah. Go to the sea or river or whatever and cast your net. And the first fish that you catch, open it, you'll find a coin inside. Well, there are a lot of things Peter had to do to get to that point. Because he wasn't carrying his net about. He already dropped that. He had to go to his house, get his fishing gear. Amen. And all the way going down to that river or lake or whatever, he was thinking about it, about what Jesus said. And he had opportunity to have returned. The devil, you know, whispering to his ear, you can't find a coin inside the mouth of a fish. You know, so the Lord took him through all that, but it happened just like Jesus said. Amen. Launch out into the deep and let out your nets for a drought. You know, and in this whole story, and I preached on this before, I called it nevertheless and even now. You know, in this whole story, the best thing that I like, Peter, you know, he's always quick to jump up and say something. And he said to the Lord, look, Lord, we've been toiling all night. It's like some of you. I've toiled for 8 years. I've toiled for 2019. I've toiled for all of this and so forth. Well, how can the Lord make a difference for me this year? Well, you know, when you say that, you have to also be quick to come back. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, the word of God is a discerner separates between soul and spirit. In your soul, which is where you doubt the word of God and have all those emotions and stuff, well, you know, your soul will say, well, whatever. Like Peter was saying, yeah, well, we've been doing this all night. But immediately, the word of God come into your spirit. And then you can say, you know, nevertheless, hallelujah. Even though I've been struggling for the past several years, even though all of these things have not gone right for me and so forth, nevertheless, at your word. Amen. It's not because of anything. It's because Jesus said it. Once Jesus tells you go forward, you have to jump all in. Are you all in, folks? Are you going to be all in 2020? You can't, I know how I am, you know, when I want to get in the swimming pool when the water is cold. You can't like sit on the thing and put one pool and like, yeah, it's cold. No, you got to jump right in. Amen. Because Jesus already said, go forward and go for it. You know, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Despite all I've gone through. And when he did let down the net, oh my lambs. They pulled in something that the net was breaking. They had to beckon to other people, come and assist. Amen. I believe the Lord is going to give us the grace this year for a harvesting of souls. Amen. If somebody believes it, you can say amen. But we are going to have to go for it. That's right. We're going to have to launch out into the deep. We're not going to sit on the water's edge. Now, Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3. This is something I want to say to those of you who are trying to take a venture for yourself. Enlarge! Hallelujah! Think big! Dream big! Because my God is able not only to do what you can think, but to exceed it. Amen? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above. If you can dream it, he can exceed it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Enlarge! Let us stretch forth your curtains of your habitations. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. You know, if the Lord said go, it's not really a risk. It's a risk when the Lord didn't say so. Are you still with me? You say, oh, you know, I'm afraid to take risks. Well, yeah, you should be afraid to take risks. But when the Lord already said, then it's not a risk. Hallelujah. So you should wait on the Lord and see what God is telling you to do. And once he's already told you what to do, then don't let anybody tell you no. Amen. Don't even let your mind tell you no. Why? Because thou shalt break forth on the right and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit. Break forth means the sky is the limit. Hallelujah. If you are in business, you are going to business for yourself this year, whatever you are doing, the sky is the limit, folks. Amen. Now, lastly, let me tell you this story. It's a wonderful story. Ezekiel was a great prophet. He saw many visions of glory. You know, some by the river, Shebar, and so many other things he saw. But in this chapter 47 of Ezekiel, we're going to bring out a viewpoint here. In chapter 47 of Ezekiel, God began to show Ezekiel some dimensions. And this thing is prophetic. That vision is prophetic in many ways. But I want to bring it out in one particular viewpoint. So in Ezekiel chapter 47, the angel took him to this place and he stood and saw rivers rushing out and so forth. And in chapter 47, Ezekiel 47 verse 2, can they put it up for me? You know, when he stood, the angel measured, you know, he said, look, he saw out that the waters ran out this way. There are waters there, but he was standing at the edge, at the river's banks, if you will. Then in the next verse, the angel measured 1,000 cubits, just call it 1,000 feet if you want, and, or yards or whatever. And when he went in, took him 1,000 feet inside, and then when he got in, the waters were down to the ankles. Amen? Hello? And then he measured another 1,000, and the waters were up to the knees. Now, look at the progression, folks. And then he measured another 1,000, and the waters were up to where? The loins or the hips right here. And next, he measured another 1,000. And this time, the waters were above his head. He couldn't wade. You can't wade in those kind of water. You got to swim. You know? Hallelujah. Now, this is the progression that God is taking you into. You cannot stand at the water's edge, folks. You cannot stand on the lake shore. You're going to have to go in. And when you go in, keep going in. Amen. Even in the things of the ministry, we cannot stand at the edge. We got to go in. We got to launch out into the deep. And for everything that you are doing for yourself this way, the same this year, the same measure that you meet shall be meted unto you again. I want you to stand to your feet here this morning. Stand to your feet. Amen. The same. Now, there is double portion increase coming, folks. However, you will also have to put in double portion. And I'm not talking about offering of money. I'm talking of in your consistency, in your persistence, in your diligence to the things of the kingdom. Hallelujah. You know? And whatever you're doing, In your prayer life too. If you gave 1 hour to prayer before, give 2 hours now. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you came late to church all the time, come early this time. Amen. If you skipped prayer meeting before, come to prayer meeting this time. If you didn't go to a Bible study, go this time. Hallelujah. You know, for the same measure that you meet, folks, it's going to be measured. You want that pressed down, shaking together, you know, running over? You want that good measure? Yeah, I want it too. But God also says the same measure. He that soweth sparingly will reap sparingly. But he that soweth bountifully will reap bountifully. Praise the Lord. You can also apply it to, you know, sowing and reaping of tithes and things which people like to talk about. That's not the one I'm talking about. But it works for that too. You know, whatever you think about. But the summary is this. I want you to thank God. Lift up your hands. I'm not going to call a prayer line today. Lift up your hands and thank God for the differentiation that God is going to put, you know, for you. I will sever the children of Israel. All these things that are coming to the world. Now, we're not happy that problems are coming in the world. No. That's why we have to do our best to help some of them escape. You know, he said, pray ye that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that are coming to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Give the Lord the praise here this morning because, you know, he has spoken to you that he's going to make you escape. Now, you must stay in that plan of escape. You must stay in that plan of escape. God is going to put that separation for you this year in Jesus' name. And the blessing, the double blessing that is coming, folks. A double blessing that is coming for you this year. In your job, a double blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get an witness on that? Amen. In your family, a double blessing. A double increase on every side. Hallelujah. You will not be diminished, but you will be increased. God is going to increase us even in this church this year. 2020 vision. The year 2020 is not over yet. Some folks thought that, you know, it means the beginning of the year. No, year 2020 is not over yet. And we're going to see what the Lord is going to do for us yet. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And I want to read this promise for this church in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30. I'm going to read verses 19 and 20. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry in 2020. Amen. And I will multiply them. And they shall not be few. I will also glorify them. And they shall not be small. Amen. Their children also shall be like as aforetime. And their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that have been oppressing them. Even in that differentiation, the Lord will bring a vexation upon the world, but the glory of the God of Israel shall be upon his people. And everybody says, amen. Now, I'm going to close with a quick prayer. Let me just make a quick prayer. Lift up your hands where you are. You don't need to come forward today. Just lift up your hands where you are. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you because of your word is powerful. Your word is like a hammer. Your word is forever settled in heaven. May this word also be settled in our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the differentiation that you are putting this year between the world and the elect of God. And on the one side, judgment, darkness, and so forth. But on the other hand, peace and prosperity. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, teach us also, Lord, as we expect the double increase, give us grace also to put in a double effort on everything that we do. And whatsoever your hand finds to do, the Bible says, do all heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, Lord. 2020, a year of differentiation for the people and a year of double blessing for the people. And the church said, hey, and let the church say, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise him. You may come on up.